Yeah, of course. And where in particular in Saigo are the areas you're most concerned about that kind of don't have any sort of shelter?
Well, in particular in South Sligo, I'm well aware of, you know, I know in the villages of Coolani, Ballymote, places like that, and also Tubbacurry, where you have huge amounts of people travelling to and from work and school. And they embark every morning at the design time. We have multiple routes on the 977 and the 981 local link bus services, yet people are subjected to standing on the side of a road. I noticed someone recently having a stand with Wellingtons on them because the water was flowing down the road. Not alone were they getting soaked from above, they were also getting wet from on their feet. And that's not satisfactory in 2025. It's not happening in Dublin, Cork, Galway, the bigger cities, and we in Sligo shouldn't have to put up with this inadequacy in our public transport.
Yeah, of course. And you were talking then earlier on about the fact that they were appointed, a person was appointed to bring this. Do you think, are you confident that this would be implemented in time for the harsh conditions, sorry, that winter will bring?
Well, unfortunately in this country, we seem to make a mountain out of something small. And I have to, you know, in fairness to the active travel team at Sligo County Council, they're working on the constraints that are put in their place, and they have to, I suppose, abide by the National Transport Authority on the regulations they roll out. But why, when something as basic as a roof, a back and two sides, has to go on year? Numerous councillors have raised this in Sligo County Council, and we're going from one winter to the next winter to the next winter without having shelter. You know, it wouldn't happen in other countries. You need something, you put it in place. The paying public deserve this, and I think it's something we need to ensure is rolled out as soon as possible. We live in a country, unfortunately, where we get more rain than sunshine, and it's not fair on the general public.